I remember when my wife was sick for about 3 weeks. We didn't know what it was. The doctors had trouble diagnosing it, but one Sunday she was able to muster up enough strength to come to church. We prayed for her. Suddenly, during the rest of the day, she was getting stronger, and by 4 o'clock that afternoon, she wanted me to take her shopping. 1 minute she's sick, and then suddenly she is healed.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you with us today, and we are in the book of John, chapter 5. And I'd like to read, starting with the 5th verse. It says, "Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?' The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.' And Jesus said to him, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk.'" My friend, do you want to be made well? Now, Jesus took special notice to one man in particular. This man had been sick for 38 years. We don't know if he was born this way or if he became sick later in life or if he had some kind of accident. When Jesus saw this man lying on his mat, he asked him if he wanted to be made well. In other words, do you want to be healed? Jesus told him to rise, take up his bed, and walk. And that's exactly what happened. The Bible said immediately the man was made well. Or we could say suddenly the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. Suddenly, what do we find here? A man's life was changed. Suddenly, he was made whole. Suddenly, he was healed. You see, that's what Jesus can do. I mean, one moment you're in despair, and then suddenly there's hope. Suddenly, you're saved. Suddenly, you're healed. Suddenly, you're made well. Suddenly, you are changed. There have been times, I know, in my own life, I remember this particular time. I was absolutely broke. I had no money. I had no money for groceries. My wife and I had no money to put in our car to get to work. I mean, had absolutely nothing. And then suddenly, the next day, I had money. God can do it that way. One minute I'm broke, the next minute I'm not. And what happened was, an insurance check came into the mail unexpectedly and said I overpaid for the year. Never had to happen since then. Never had to happen before. 70-something dollars were able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries and put gas in the vehicle to get to work. 1 minute, you know, I'm absolutely in need. I'm broke. And the next minute, God provides. God can do it, my friend, that way. That's the kind of God that we serve. I remember when my wife was sick for about 3 weeks, we didn't know what it was. And the doctors had trouble diagnosing it. In fact, they had misdiagnosed it. But I remember one Sunday, my wife mustered up enough strength to be able to come to the house of worship. She had not been able to go for 3 weeks. She was so weak. She was so sick. She had lost weight. She was so pale that she could not make it to the house of the Lord. But on this particular Sunday, she mustered up enough strength to go. And we gathered around her and we prayed for her. But then suddenly, during the service and the rest of the day, she began to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And by 4 o'clock that afternoon, she asked me to take her shopping. 1 minute she's sick, and then suddenly she's healed. That's the kind of God that we serve. She said that it felt like she had never been sick at all. The Lord miraculously touched her and delivered her, my friend, and God can do the same thing for you as he did with this man sitting by the pool of Bethesda. God is a miracle-working God, and my friend, he can meet that need in your life. Believe him by faith.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.